Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The People Smuggler, the true story of Ali al-Janabi, written by Robin de Crepigny and read by Hazim Shammas, with the introduction read by the author. Hassan Pilot. I am the oldest son, which meant my parents gave me everything. I was lavished with attention, but that was not what inspired my affection for my father. He was a man with an indomitable spirit. Once a proud and dignified man, once the center of my universe. He was full of fire, yet tender, outraged, but calm. For the first 10 years of my life, I loved everything about him. It seemed to my young eyes that he was made of steel. Yet every morning, when I was little, he would walk me to school. I would patter alongside, gazing up at his towering figure. Once there, he would let go my hand and put a dinar in it. "Just in case," he would say. I would wrap my tiny fingers around it with a sense of growing independence, which he would then destroy by asking for a kiss. As he watched me go, I loved the feel of his eyes on my back. I knew he was proud of me, but he would never say it. He wanted me to be tough. My father had a reputation as an individual. He was the son of the pilot. Not that the pilot flew planes, on the contrary, but one night when my grandfather was particularly drunk, he stood on the roof and said, "They think I can't fly. I fly." And he jumped off and broke half the bones in his body. It became a story amongst the people of our city, who named my grandfather Pilot. So my father, Hassan, became known as Hassan Pilot. My grandfather walked with difficulty on two crutches for the rest of his life. But like my father in those early years, he remained jovial and good-humoured. When he was on his deathbed, Hassan Pilot took me to see the dying pilot. I was only 6 and was confused by his sickly smell and the sucking in and out of breath, and I ran from the room. I did not yet know about death. When I was a little older, my 4 brothers and I would wait in the afternoon for my father's return from his shop, where he made windows and doors to keep our family in the middle-class comfort my mother was accustomed to. We would sit in the house, guessing if those were his footsteps, or if that was his voice singing, as he so often did. And then the door would fly open and we would all leap on him. He would have a shower, and then he was ours. He would do whatever we wanted. Our favorite was eating kebab. "Okay, let's go," he would say when he emerged smelling of fresh soap and dressed in clean slacks and a short-sleeved shirt. My mother never left the house without her hijab, yet my father always wore Western-style clothes. But of course, this was the 1970s, when most of the cities of Iraq were becoming prosperous and cosmopolitan. These were the early years of Saddam Hussein's influence.